Janelle Figgins is a dancer with the Aspen Santa Fe Ballet. Earlier this year, she co-founded the racial justice organization Roaring Fork Show Up. She debuts her solo dance performance, Already Ancestors, at Sky Gallery in Aspen tonight. I recently spoke with Janelle and asked her about the intersection between her dance and her work with the Black Lives Matter movement.
I think they go hand in hand. Activism is just, you know, being engaged in your humanity, you know, and in the humanity of others. It's just being engaged in that way. And so I find a lot of inspiration in seeing how people are engaging their bodies in ways that they haven't in the past, or how certain spaces can constrict a body, can uplift a body, can amplify that, how the human spirit finds its way through different things.
Why do you think dance is such a powerful way to communicate issues of systemic racism?
You know, I think people, non-POC artists, directors, choreographers, creators, and even audiences, they often have a hard time, especially in ballet companies, imagining Black bodies in these classical roles. When you think of ballet and you think of Swan Lake, you think of a line of lily white women, you know, dance prioritizes that in a lot of ways, and it reinforces a lot of those racial systems and structures in a way that you wouldn't immediately recognize. So I think it's a great tool to be able to break those systems, you know, and I think dance is a really, it's a visual. And it's bodies. And bodies are things you can't deny. You know, even though race is a construct, you can't deny a Black body from a white body, you know. And in terms of dance and the performance art and concerns of how we talk about race, it puts it in simpler terms. Because at the end of the day, dance is for everyone. Ballet is for everyone. And it's just the historical constructs that have continued to instill discomfort in Black artists and have continued to push Black artists out of these spaces in a way.
What do you think are the next steps for Aspen and the Roaring Fork Ballet in terms of combating systemic racism?
I actually think we need to stay on the step that we're on for a little while longer, which is acknowledging all the ways that it exists. I think people get really shocked at even the smallest instances of racism, and it's easy to doubt. I think the more that Aspen learns its history and has maybe a little bit of a look at themselves in the mirror moment, I think will help. Yeah, I would say just continue to research and understand Aspen history and the dynamic with the Indigenous people, because without Indigenous sovereignty, there really can't be much room made in terms of Black sovereignty, you know? And then just the more that people stop asking Black people what to do and start interviewing white people and how they feel about this stuff, like unveiling those truths, because on the surface, people can say, you know, yeah, I stand for this, you know, I agree with that, you know. But behind closed doors and where they're putting their money is completely different. You know what I mean? So yeah, how about Aspen just, like, you know, put their money where their mouth is, but also stop asking Black people about how they can fix these problems and ask, like, actually have real conversations with themselves.
So I was struck by something else you said recently. As long as we have safe white spaces like Aspen, there will be no justice. We all have to have safe spaces. And so I'm wondering, being one of the few Black women in Aspen, I just imagine this can't be an easy place for you at times. And with your talent and your skill as a dancer, it seems like you could literally go anywhere. What keeps you here?
That is a good question. Because it changes. It definitely changes. And I honestly feel myself often in a fight or flight mode living here. And what has kept me here primarily has been my job in dancing with the ballet and being able to create in that capacity. But, you know, outside of being able to create, when I first moved here, I definitely was just very impressed, just in the sense that if there was ever a question of how I needed to be or how I needed to react in a situation, I could look to the mountains and see how still they were, how unafraid they were. I could look to the river. You know, those things really do have a hold on you, you know. But this summer, doing all of the work that I've been doing and just navigating that space, I have definitely been on the fence about leaving or staying. As of now, I'm definitely staying just because I feel called to do more work. I just know the impact that this community can have. And if I can help mobilize that in any way, then I think that I should stay and try to do that to the best of my ability.